This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the best deed that could be done during these last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially when we are seeking the reward of Laylatul Qadr? Very simple. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, anyone who stands the nights of ليلة القدر out of faith and seeking Allah's reward, all his previous sins will be forgiven. So the greatest thing that could be done during Laylatul Qadr is al-qiyam, standing up in as-salat. This is the greatest thing. And this is not only in the hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated, but we also find this true in his actions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the last 10 nights of Ramadan in i'tikaf, in the masjid, seclusion in the masjid, and he spent the entire nights standing in salat. This is the greatest thing to be done. Why? Because as-salat is the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many worships are combined within as-salat. As-salat includes a dua, especially in your sujood and before at-tasleem, and the dua of istiftah, the opening dua. It also has a dhikr. As-salat also has dhikr. And as-salat, you read Qur'an within it. Many worships exist within the prayer itself. So a smart person will spend these nights in salat. Pray as much as you can. You can take long in standing and reading Qur'an if that's where you feel your heart is moved and connected with Allah. If you feel that your heart is moved and connected with Allah through a long sujood, a long ruku'ah, then you do so. That's what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah answered when he was asked, what's the best in the salat, that I stand a long standing reading Qur'an or a long sujood or a long ruku'ah? He said, you find within yourself what you connect with the most. If it's a long standing, then stand long and read a lot of Qur'an. If it's sujood, then do so, and whatever it is. Now, and as for the woman that is upon her monthly cycle, she is prevented from praying. So it is haram to pray. So a woman that avoids salat because Allah commanded to avoid salat, she is being rewarded for avoiding the salat because she is adhering to a commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then what does she do during these nights? Exactly what is done in the prayer, which is reading Quran with dhikr, with dua, and many other worships that could be done. And it is permissible for a woman upon her monthly cycle to read from the Qur'an and read from the phone or a tablet, no problems. But if she is reading from the actual Qur'an itself, then you will need to wear some gloves so that your finger, your bare finger, doesn't touch the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you're reading from a mobile device or a tablet, then that doesn't take the same ruling and you're allowed to put your hand directly on the screen and flip the pages. There is no issue in this. That's the best thing to be done during these 10 nights. As-salat, it is the most beloved deed to Allah, and every single limb of yours and every organ and every bone is moving in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal when you pray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.